Hi, everyone. I'm Doug Plagans, and welcome to the 5-Minute Morning Skate, where we tell you everything you need to know about the Panthers' upcoming matchup in 5 minutes or less. Looking to extend their winning streak to a season-long 5 games, the Panthers will get both Alexander Barkov and Patrick Hornquist back from injury and into the lineup tonight as they kick off a 2-game series against Columbus at the BB&T Center. Out since March 23rd with a lower body injury, Barkov ranks second on the Panthers in scoring with 37 points, while Hornquist, who's been on the mend since March 25th, is fourth on the team in goals with 12. With players like Carter Verhaeghe and Nola Chari stepping up in the absence of those two players, the Panthers have won each of their last 4 games, beating the Red Wings 3-2 in overtime on Thursday, thanks to a clutch game winner from Alex Wennberg. Sitting at 24-9-4 on the season and tied with the Lightning for the most points in the Central Division, Panthers coach Joel Quenneville believes the return of Barkov and Hornquist will provide the team with an added boost in the fight for first place.
Well, certainly. I know that, Berkey is having one of those tremendous years as far as his importance to our team, his line, the power play, penalty kill. You know, so that's it was a big void that we got through, and having him return, that line has always been very influential in the game. Horny gives you that net presence, some energy, enthusiasm. So obviously they're both very important in a lot of ways.
With the Panthers holding an optional skate this morning, we won't have an exact idea of how lines will look until warmups. That being said, Quenneville announced that Matt Kjerstedt will make his NHL debut tonight, just a few days after signing a 2-year entry-level contract with the Panthers on Thursday. A coveted free agent coming out of the University of North Dakota, the 22-year-old paced the school's blue liners in scoring with 22 points on 3 goals and 19 assists in 29 games this season. Looking to make the rookie feel at home in his debut, Panthers defenseman Radko Gudas said the team will do their best to make Kjerstedt feel comfortable.
For sure. For his game, we want to welcome him in a great way and make him feel as comfortable as possible. And, being loud out there for him, leading by example, be talkative on the ice and off the ice, and let him know and everybody else around know what's developing the place. So just being overall, being comfortable, enjoy ourselves. And if we do that, he will as well.
Set to be honored with a pregame ceremony for appearing in the 500th game of his NHL career late last season, Sergei Bobrovsky will man the crease for the Panthers against the Blue Jackets. Sitting at 14-5-2 this season, the 32-year-old veteran has been on a roll as of late, going 7-3-0 with a .917 save percentage over his last 10 starts. With Bobrovsky being only the 75th goaltender to ever appear in 500 games in NHL history, here's what Quenneville had to say about the achievement.
You look back over his career, 500 games is a lot for a goaltender, and we feel that with him, the way he takes care of himself, that, he could be playing a long time.
In sixth place in the Central Division with a record of 14-16-8, the Blue Jackets have lost 4 of their last 6 games, including a 3-2 defeat at Tampa Bay on Thursday. As the Panthers look to pick up their 4th win in 5 tries against Columbus, the main man circled on their pregame scouting report is likely Oliver Bjorkstrand. Leading the team with 30 points, the 25-year-old forward has registered 7 goals in his last 15 games, and in 4 games against the Panthers this season, he's posted 3 goals and 2 assists. Just behind Bjorkstrand, Cam Atkinson ranks 2nd on the team with 25 points and is tied for 1st in goals with 13. In 3rd, Jack Roslovic has 22 points, but is expected to be healthy scratch and sit out tonight's matchup, according to Aaron Portsline of The Athletic. In the opposing crease, Elvis Merzlikins will make his 5th straight start for the Blue Jackets. Owning a 6-6-2 record with a .917 save percentage, the 26-year-old has gone 1-0-1 with a 3.29 goals against average and an .896 save percentage in 2 games against the Panthers this season. With Barkov and Hornquist back in action and with a chance to claim sole possession of 1st place in the division, Gudas expects a full 60-minute effort from the Panthers tonight.
Playing 60 minutes, being relentless full 60 minutes, it's going to be big for us this weekend. And, we had a success when everybody bought in and everybody did the little things right. So I think that's what the coach is looking for us to do today. And I think everybody's up for the challenge tonight.
As a reminder, tonight will be a reverse retro Saturday, which means the Panthers will don their flashy new reverse retro sweaters against the Blue Jackets. For tickets, go to floridapanthers.com/tickets. I'm Doug Plagans. This has been your 5-Minute Morning Skate, and we'll see you at Puck Drop.